Texte numéro 100. The refugee crisis showed Europe's worst side to the world. Over the last decade, migration has become an urgent political issue. The 2010s have been marked by the global movement of people across national borders, but also attempts by governments to erect walls and fences in their path. We've seen nationalism winning votes and the worldview of the far right mainstreamed. Migration from the global south to the north, intimately connected to the legacy of colonialism and the West's military machinations, have been happening for decades. But the 2010s have seen a higher number of people from the south moving towards the north. Europe has seen hundreds of thousands of people from Africa, the Middle East and South Asia fleeing poverty, political instability, wars and the climate crisis in countries often laid to ruin by Western-backed institutions. Libya has always been the migratory destination for many sub-Saharan Africans because of its employment opportunities. Following the suppression of the 2011 Arab Spring and NATO's intervention in Libya, a lawless society emerged, and racial hatred against sub-Saharan Africans unleashed. Many escaped forced labour and torture and began the dangerous sea journey across the central Mediterranean. But when they landed in Europe, they didn't come to safety. Instead, they found themselves in the centre of a white, Eurocentric discourse, a problem, to be blamed for society's ills. Throughout this time, when tens of thousands died at sea trying to reach Europe, Europe has imagined itself to be the victim of a migrant or refugee crisis. The concept of a crisis caused by the movement of people into Europe has always been embedded in the Eurocentric way of seeing things. This rupture, brought about by the arrival of the other, creates anxiety and fear in Europeans' minds. This can be seen in the way migration into Europe has been portrayed as an invasion of different cultures and a clash of civilizations, in a way that is similar to the justifications of the colonial era, where the colonized were cast as racially inferior beings. For Europe, the other challenges its way of being as its presence is a reflection of Europe's past imperialism, upon which much of the continent's wealth was built. In the past decade, we've seen anti-migrant policies and racism flourish worldwide. The EU implemented the hotspot system, filtering people and categorizing them as asylum seekers or economic migrants. Europe's patrolling of its southern borders intensified, resulting in deals with Turkey and Libya. While large numbers of people across the globe keep being denied freedom of movement, their determination to survive will not be defeated by walls and borders. We must offer another way of seeing migration, an alternative that addresses colonialism and the unequal world that it has created. Adapted from The Guardian, January 2020.